The heart is a hollow muscular organ that pumps blood received from the veins into the arteries, thus powering the circulatory system. It weighs a couple of pounds, beats every few seconds, and pumps a few quarts of blood around the body. By itself, it's no more special than other muscles in the body. But in this culture, this muscle is also a metaphor. The heart, we say, is the vital center of our being, the seat of the emotions, the source of passion and compassion. We have heart, and we lose heart, and we even lose our hearts to lovers. We join in with all our heart. We feel from the bottom of our heart, and we take ideas to heart. We set our hearts on goals, and we put our hearts at rest. We suffer heartache, heartburn, heart sickness, and broken hearts. But it does Dr. America's heart good to know that our hearts are in the right place. It may be a heartless world, but ours is not a heartless language. Why is this? And why the heart and not the liver or the brain? All of the things we attribute to the heart are really more a matter of the brain. When we learn something by heart, for example, we do it using brain functions. When we experience the emotional rush of romance, it's the brain that signals the heart to pump the blood that makes us blush. The brain interprets sensory signals, including the signs of love. And the brain, with its nervous system peripherals, coordinates and controls our body's activities, including the tender caress. The brain exercises both emotion and thought. Love itself is not just sentimental, but also just plain mental. The heart is an organ that the brain operates as an involuntary function. But the brain is also voluntary. We talk about falling in love, but the fall is usually not an accident. In America, we love to choose, and so we choose to love. We think about our lover. We dream about our dreamboat. We even rationalize our desire. All brain functions. We commit premeditated affection. We think about what's good for the people we love, and we try to be good for them. We plan to meet somebody to love. We plan our weddings, and we plan for life together. In love, the brain is really the heart of the matter. In this culture, though, the heart gets better publicity than the brain. In fact, advertisers appeal to the heart precisely because it's not a brain. "Appeal to reason," said one advertising executive in the 1920s, "and you appeal to 4% of the human race. But appeal to the heart, and you get the other 96%. In other words, in business, the commodification of romance is perfectly reasonable. Indeed, America has whole industries devoted at this time of year to what Dr. America calls cardiac care. Greeting cards, romance novels, candy, jewelry, hotels, and wining and dining establishments, all trying to win our hearts by displaying theirs. Maybe it's time for a new holiday in America that celebrates the brain. We could sell little candy brains and decorate our homes with gray matter. We could exchange greeting cards that say, "Thinking of you," and that enumerate the reasons why we love each other. We could replace cards that say, "I heart you," with "I brain you." And we could prize chocolate not so much for its sugary sweetness as for its capacity to stimulate the brain with caffeine. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, thinking of you during this happy Valentine's season.